For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Another plane crash, the second in 2 days in Virginia, small plane crash. Also, Charlottesville residents will soon have government data available at their fingertips in a new online portal, and the UVA's Miller Center releases new information about Watergate. This is the WMRA Daily. Good morning. State police say two people have been injured in a plane crash in central Virginia. Spokeswoman Corinne Geller said in a statement that state police were called to the scene on Tuesday afternoon in Buckingham County between Lynchburg and Richmond. Geller says the pilot was flown to a Charlottesville hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries. One passenger suffered minor injuries. The crash is under investigation, and the Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board have been notified. It is the second small plane crash in Virginia in 2 days. On Monday, a man sustained serious injuries after he crash-landed in a field in Prince Edward County. Also, Charlottesville residents will soon have government data available at their fingertips in a new online portal. Charlottesville is planning to launch an open data portal later this summer that will provide the public with easy access to data sets for policing, property, traffic, and the environment. Assistant City Manager Leslie Beauregard says the portal will launch in August. She says city staff members are developing the project at no additional cost to the city. Officials say most of the data that will be in the portal is already available elsewhere, but that more could be added in the future. And as multiple investigations continue into allegations of Russian interference in American elections, UVA's Miller Center has released a report on the Watergate scandal and what eventually brought down the Nixon presidency. From partner station WCVE, Charles Fishburn reports.
There were multiple investigations into the third-rate burglary that eventually implicated the president himself. But UVA's Miller Center's Ken Hughes, a Watergate scholar, says they were going nowhere until...
In the Oval Office, Richard Nixon had a voice-activated tape recording system. That meant that there were electronic records.
On it, Nixon spoke with aides about thwarting an FBI investigation.
The struggle for the tapes became the struggle for the rest of Nixon's presidency.
The Miller Center has just released its second installment of Watergate, available online at its website. Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Enjoy your Wednesday.